Hello.
Hey, Cameron, how you doing? It's Juan Pablo.
Pretty good. How you doing, Juan?
Good, good. My computer actually has been starting a little bit slow, so I'm just restarting it. But we're going to send you a Zoom link to join, okay?
Okay. So is it possible to just do it through the phone and not the Zoom? Because my Wi-Fi is pretty bad in the area that I'm in.
Oh, yeah, it's cool. Yeah, we can do it through the phone. Okay. That's cool. So, congratulations. I know you're right at the cusp of closing, but they're just waiting for the package to arrive in the mail. So how's it feel?
Right. Feels pretty good, man. Feels pretty good. Pretty good process. Especially have being able to close from here in Korea. So overall, I'm very pleased with the process.
Excellent, excellent. Now, in regard to the process, I know that, you know, there's always the good, the bad, the ugly that comes along with investing in real estate. So even though we have the map and we have the process outline and team, what would you say would be some areas in which you think that there could have been some improvement?
To be honest, in terms of my deal, I didn't have too much of a bad experience in any areas. I think the most, if I had to say anything, would have just been just the unsurety of wanting to have more information about the property I purchased, because it was so many things when we got the inspector's report that was like off about it, that made the numbers seem off, even though you guys had already pretty much inspected the numbers and everything of what was supposed to happen in terms of the return. But honestly, I wouldn't say it was a bad situation, though, because for what your team couldn't answer, they put me in contact with you. So once I was able to talk to you and come up with a game plan of negotiation with the seller, it really helped me to make an informed decision.
Got it. So you're saying basically, during due diligence, if we could have been a tad bit more detailed into regard to the game plan moving forward, so that way you could have had better understanding of that process. Is that correct?
Correct, because two other people had already turned the deal down. So for me, I had so much insurance because two other people had turned it down, but the real estate agent and also Alyssa was pretty much still saying it was a good deal, but I couldn't really see it because it was so many improvements that needed to be made. And the seller still wanted, they weren't really trying to bend from, you know, basically giving assistance even with all of the improvements that needed to be made on the property. But what they couldn't answer, they put me in contact with you.
Got it. Okay. Got it. Okay. Well, I'm glad we were able to straighten that out, and I appreciate the feedback. We always look for areas in which we can improve so it could be a better experience, you know, moving forward. So we'll work on that as a team, too, just to see if we can be more communicative in regard to the findings we receive during due diligence to see how you can better understand our game plan behind that. So we'll work on that. Okay. Now, just curious as well, Cameron, what would you say to that person? Let's say they're on the fence. They're not so sure about moving forward with the map. They might be a little skeptical. They might have some apprehension. What would you say to that person who's on the fence?
Do it. I would tell them to do it, especially if they're a person in the same situation as me. Me being overseas right now, I don't have the leisure to resource deals like I would like to. So it really helped out to be able to have a team to do those things for me. And also, I purchased your educational course that I go back through. And I would say that also really helped to put all the pieces together, such as, I would say, like how you constantly reiterate, you know, find the money, you know, get your mortgage approval on the deal. So I think, like, honestly, I would tell somebody who was getting in to really do it to actually go through that process and see how important it is to follow those steps, because I think sometimes when we do things on our own, we tend to follow into our bad habits. Mm-hmm. And I think like going through the MAP program really showed the importance of how smoothly things can go when you find the money first, then get the approval, then find the property. So especially I personally told a lot of people who especially are in situations like me that have a heavy workload schedule but still, you know, want to invest in real estate, I told them like, you know, that, you know, they really should look into this program because it really helps out the person who's working the everyday job and may not have the time to resource deals.
Yes, I appreciate you sharing that. Yeah, because especially in your case, being overseas, it could be challenging. Especially, you know, now we're doing this over phone, but we wanted to do it via Zoom. But there's some challenges there with just the internet connection, you know, especially the time difference or actually mailing the closing documents to another country, you know. So there are some constraints that happen, but we're happy to be able to assist you in getting this property closed by just leveraging the team and the systems. And one of the things we like to do as well, Cameron, is we really like to focus on a two-pronged approach towards you obtaining a deal, which is education and execution. So like you mentioned with the training program, at least you have the head knowledge. Okay, I see the process we need to do in order of priority. We got to find the money before we find a deal, so that way we won't be like a chicken with his head cut off trying to find the money after we got a deal on the contract. You know, so the education part is important, but also help with the execution, especially in your case since you're abroad.
Correct.
All right, cool. So the other thing I want to share with you too is a little bit about asset management. Now, I know you said you went through the education. Did you see any? Did you go through MIT Week 5 at all?
So I'm still going through the ending portion of it. So I haven't. I don't think I have been through the asset management portion yet.
Okay. Yeah. So definitely want to make sure you review that, because now you're on the cusp of being a property owner. The most important part is the management. You know, we often focus on the acquisition, but the most important part is the management piece. And I just want to make sure, especially in your case, being that you're abroad, I don't want you to abdicate the responsibility of making sure the property is performing. Meaning, oftentimes investors, especially when they're new, they just hire a property management company and never check in with them, never review reports, never ask about what's going on with the condition of the property or the tenants. And then as a result of not actively viewing the numbers and the performance, the property underperforms. Okay, right, so in week five, I go over that detail. And I have a document in there, too, about managing your assets and just the numbers. I definitely want you to review week five. I know you haven't got there yet, but being that we're just waiting for those documents to hit the closing company, but pretty much it's closed, I really want you to view that week five so you get a sound understanding of asset management.
Understood.
All right, cool. So, yeah, I just want to share that with you. Just want to gain some information about your experience, any takeaways that we can have as a company. So is there anything else, any other questions you have?
Yes. So one big question that I would do have for you is, in my case, I have a lot of updates that need to be made to get the property, you know, just to a better standard maintenance-wise, such as like the roof and other things. How would you approach, you know, fixing those things?
Good question. So you mean in regard to prioritizing what needs to be fixed?
Correct. Absolutely.
Okay. First thing, that's a good question. The first thing that runs through my mind is, what repairs are preventing me from getting revenue? So if the property is fully rented, then fine. That, you know, that's great. But if there's a repair that's needed to get a property lease, then I want to prioritize that repair first.
Right.
Okay, so for instance, if there's a vacant unit, and let's say it's not major repairs, but let's say it just needs to be a trash out, meaning just get rid of the previous tenant's belongings and left some trash behind, or it might need a new coat of paint, or maybe just a cleaning.
I would prioritize that so that way that unit can be in rent-ready condition so we can start showing that unit to get a tenant. So that's my main priority, which is revenue, which I want your priority to be as well, revenue-generating activities. So
Gotcha.
after that, let's say you sit up, is your rent ready, or you have all units occupied, that's great. Then I would take a look at the repairs in which that can cause major issues, such as the roof or
Yeah.
anything else that's a big ticket item. I would start working on that. And
Gotcha.
one thing that I would share with the property manager, I'll ask the property manager for their feedback, what repairs do we need to prioritize as well? And I'll ask the property manager to speak with the tenants to see what repairs they say. And so the tenants might have a whole laundry list. And the only thing you have to share with property management is that, hey, we appreciate you sharing with us what items need to be fixed. Please believe we're going to fix these things. Just give us some time. But slowly but surely, you'll see that we will fix them. We have a priority list in which we're going to fix certain repairs first. That's more important. But we promise you we'll get these other things fixed. So you want to make sure you know the tenants because they might say, oh, the previous owner didn't fix this. And I had this problem in my unit for so many months. So just giving them a heads up, and they'll definitely be grateful for the repairs as well.
All right. Gotcha.
All right, great question. Do you have any additional questions?
No, that was my biggest one. No, that was my biggest one, was just want to know how to prioritize the maintenance repairs.
Okay. Yes. Number one priority, what repairs prevent you from getting revenue? Second one, which one is a big ticket item? And so if you fix a big ticket item, and let's say you have a payment plan set up with a contractor or a roofer or what have you, then that's fine. Then you can just notify the tenants that, hey, we're fixing the roof. But once that's done, then we can move forward with other repairs.
Gotcha.
Yeah, because I did that with one partnership. We bought a six unit, and after we did the inspection report, we found that the deck in the back of the unit needs to be repaired. And the seller didn't want to negotiate any credits because his argument was, hey, I gave you guys a huge discount on the property. I gave you a discount on the front end. I'm not about to give you another discount or credit on the back end. And so he had a good point.
Right.
So we said, okay, well, the property's still in good condition. It's just the deck. So perhaps we can save the cash flow up for about 6 months and do the repair. And that's what we did. We saved up the maintenance reserves for about 6 months, and then we had enough money to replace the deck.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Correct. That gave me good insight on it, on how to use it. So do you always, a question for you. When doing your repairs, do you always just save up the maintenance reserves to do it? Unless it's an emergency?
Yes. So if I get credits at closing, let's say I was supposed to bring 50,000 to the table, but I negotiated credits and I was able to bring only 35,000. So that means
Right.
I saved 15. So then I would take that 15 to do the big ticket repairs. However, I would still have a reserve of 10% of the gross rent every month, just in case any other repair happens in the future.
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha. That makes a lot of sense.
All right, cool. So, do you have any additional questions for me, Cameron?
Nope, that's pretty much it. I'll be reaching out to you guys. I as I put in my in the review that you guys asked, I'll be reaching out to you guys soon because I would really like to do another deal. So I want to just kind of see what my options would be with that. If I would be able to, negotiate a deal based on being a returning client. And I would really just like to get started on the next deal, and just kind of see, just kind of, just keep rolling, pretty much.
Sounds good. So what we'll do, we'll put that in Trello. So we'll get back to you on that about the price, the terms of doing the second deal. So we'll put that on your Trello card shortly. But also, I just want to remind you again, you know, do week 5, and we have the live Q&A as well. So if you have any additional questions about property management, just make sure you join that call. We'll be happy to help because we're a resource, Cameron. So if you have any questions or concerns, feel free to reach out to us, okay? You got it, Cameron? All right, great. All right, thanks, Cameron.